Although they worked with President Bush on an economic stimulus package earlier this year, Democratic leaders are now seeking to portray him as being out of touch with the economic realities facing Americans. Pointing to recent statements by the president, Democratic Caucus Chairman Rahm Emanuel voices his party's argument that the current economic downturn is much worse than described by President Bush.
Energy costs, the housing issue, to college costs, to health care costs, you cannot take a hands-off approach when it comes to the wrenching consequences to the middle-class families of this country and an economy that's clearly not working for the middle class.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says constituents raised these concerns to lawmakers during the recent two-week congressional break, and she issued this challenge to the president.
Calling upon the president to once again join together with us in a bipartisan way and have a bipartisan, bicameral House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, meeting a summit on the economy so that we can address the concerns, the kitchen table concerns of America's working families.
Pelosi also asserts that the war in Iraq has contributed to economic woes and could drive the U.S. deeply into a recession and hamper new investments in the economy. Earlier on Tuesday, House Republican leaders voiced opposition to Democratic proposals in the House and Senate aimed at easing the mortgage and housing foreclosure crisis. Roy Blunt is the House Republican whip.
We're very concerned that we not do anything in the Congress that creates more future problems than it solves current problems.
That was in part a response to a proposal by Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts aimed at reducing the number of new foreclosures in the United States.
You have to deal in an effective way with the cascade of foreclosures that we continue to face.
Representative Frank insists that proposals he is working on would not constitute a bailout of speculators in the housing market, something the White House says President Bush would oppose. Meanwhile, top executives of the five largest U.S. oil companies came under pressure Tuesday from lawmakers regarding record profits made by the oil industry amid rapidly rising prices. In this heated exchange, J. Stephen Simon of ExxonMobil was pressed by Democrat Edward Markey about the level of his company's investments in renewable energy.
Which is about
how much money are you putting into
that? $100 million investment.
$100 million, but you made $40 billion last year.
Mr. Chairman, putting more money into something does not necessarily equal progress.
While the House of Representatives, under Democratic control, has twice approved legislation to end tax benefits for large oil companies and divert money to solar, wind, and other renewable methods, such a measure has not passed the Senate. Republicans, for their part, blame high gas prices on legislation enacted by Democrats since they won control of Congress in 2006, while Democrats point to a 125% increase in gas prices since President Bush took office 8 years ago. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.